104.7, Andy and Mal, it's 9:16. We're going to top out at 51 today. It is 28 right now. The internet quote of the day, Mal, is...
I started on a new diet. It's called the I have $10 until Friday.
Mm-hmm. So, when people are traveling, they say the most important item to pack is...
When traveling?
Yeah.
Oh.
I can't believe you didn't know this right off the top of your head.
Underwear.
Nope.
Shoes.
Nope.
Toothbrush.
Nope.
I don't know.
What would you die if you did not have while traveling?
Phone charger.
Yeah, there you go.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Phone charger is number one by a landslide. 69% said that's the most important thing to pack. Number two at 7% was their own pillow.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've never been an own pillow type person. That doesn't really matter to me.
Yeah, no, I mean,
you know, I guess if we're going on a road trip and, you know, I plan on sleeping, I'll grab a pillow along kind of thing if I'm not driving.
That's why they have pillows at hotels, so you don't need to bring your own.
Yeah, I'm not one of those people by any means.
I do find it mildly annoying, though, when the pillows are either too thin or too thick.
Yeah.
Because one super, you know, it feels like a brick under your head.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you have pillows that are super thin... You could have five of them and it wouldn't equal one of mine.
Right.
When my head's on it, anyway. Yeah. That is annoying. If you believe the misinterpretation of the Mayan calendar and that the world is going to end in 1 month and 1 week, you're probably freaking out right about now. But if the world really was going to end, according to a new survey, lots of people, the thing that they would want to do for the final time before the world ended.
Yeah.
They're going to get some bow chicka wow wow.
That makes sense.
Yeah. 58% of people said that they would have sex for the final time with their significant other. Aw, that's sweet.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Half of them are probably lying. So then, of course, it inevitably went to celebrities. Who would it be? Well, yeah. 22% said it would be a celebrity. Women were more likely than men to say they would want it to be with their significant other, 67 to 49. People over 50 were more likely than people younger to pick the significant other. Of the men who picked a celebrity, number one choice, who do you think?
Ooh, tough one. Mila Kunis.
No, not in the top three.
Oh.
Jennifer Aniston.
Okay.
Probably because she's never been naked in a movie ever.
Maybe.
So they want the last shot to see it. Megan Fox was second, Scarlett Johansson third, and Angelina Jolie was fourth. For the women, who do you think was first?
Channing Tatum.
Second, no.
Mm.
He was second place.
Brad Pitt.
Nope.
What?
The other guy.
The other guy?
The other guy. Often associated with Brad Pitt as the sexiest man alive.
George Clooney?
Yeah, he was number one.
Okay.
Ryan Gosling was third.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Ryan Gosling? Really? He looks kind of geeky to me.
No.
Okay.
Gorgeous.
I've never seen him in a movie ever.
He's in a, what's it called? Stupid Crazy Love.
He's never been in a cool movie that I would watch.
Oh, that movie's really good. And you can see his chest and stuff. And
oh.
Mm.
What is the end stuff?
Well, they don't show.
Oh, okay.
It.
Just checking.
But, yeah.
Well, when you said in stuff, I was wondering what the stuff might entail.
It's like covered.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, he's, I can see that.
Or maybe he was a body double.
No, I don't think so.
By the way, Mark Wahlberg, that wasn't him in Boogie Nights.
Oh, gotcha.
Just so you know.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. That wasn't Marky Mark.
So my crush, who's gay,
would you please stop saying the word crush? I hate that word.
White collar guy. If he wasn't gay, that would be my choice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
I'm just going to abstain from this conversation.
Okay.
Although I know my wife, if she were to not pick me, I know who it would be.
Yeah, Usher or...
Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Yeah.
One or the other.
Be a tough one there. I'd have to go with Usher. If those two choices.
Yeah, but I think Crystal's taller than he is.
Oh. Oh. It's always weird.
Yeah. He's shorter than you think he is.
He is. I wonder how.
I think Dale Jr. is close to 6 foot if he's not 6 foot.
Is he?
Close to it. I want to see him get in a fight after a NASCAR race. Like, did you see that on Sunday?
I did not see
the video of that. It was hilarious.
Heard.
It was hysterical. All these little guys. Well, not all of them are little guys, because like the pit crew guys are like former college football players. They're big dudes.
Yeah.
Most of them are fighting, but then there's little Jeff Gordon. He's, I'm gonna kick your ass. Yeah. Okay. Hold him back. Someone hold him back.
Usher, by the way, is 5'8".
5'8"? Mm-hmm. Oh, so he's just barely taller than Crystal.
She just can't wear high heels.
Nope. Although she would claim to be just an inch taller, shorter than him. And actually more like 2 or 3 inches shorter. Anyway.
I'm 5'5". That would work.
We've got dirt on the way in a few. Hang on. Morning, sunshine. Good
morning. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7. Hi. This is Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
Brandon T. Jackson has been cast as Eddie Murphy's son in the upcoming Beverly Hills Cop show. Eddie will appear on the show as his older character, Axel Foley, but the show will be about Axel's son. Hinder says, singer Austin Winkler says their new album, Welcome to the Freak Show, was inspired by a really, really dark drunk binge he went through while recording the album. In fact, he says he went to rehab after finishing it.
Was it in Mitchell?
One Direction has announced that they're putting out a 3D concert movie next year. There's no title yet, but it's supposed to hit theaters next August. Interesting enough, the movie's actually going to be directed by Morgan Spurlock, the guy who did McDonald's documentary Super Size Me. On TV tonight, Whitney, The X Factor, The Neighbors, and Criminal Minds. And that's The Dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Morning. It is 9:36. We're going to top out today at 51. It's 27 right now. So we have some, it's not exactly breaking news.
It's not really breaking news, but official news, maybe.
Mel told me it wasn't news, but it
it's
is.
Not news.
Yeah, it is.
It's been rumored for the last couple weeks.
Rumor doesn't make it news.
Well, pretty much everybody knew.
Doesn't make it official.
I mean, you knew once you heard it.
It doesn't.
That it was going to be official.
They didn't. They never said it officially. It's not news until it happens.
Okay, whatever.
It's just rumor, gossip nonsense.
I talked about it in The Dirt like 2 weeks ago.
That it was rumored.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's official.
Okay.
And you were going to leave it out.
Because, well, no.
Yeah, wasn't. You were.
Can I just say what it is?
Yeah.
Channing Tatum is People Magazine's sexiest man alive.
All right. Justin Bieber got pulled over, but it wasn't in his Fisker.
No, it was in his Ferrari.
It was in his Ferrari. got pulled over last night.
And ticketed.
Yeah, and he got a ticket. Mm-hmm. You know, driving a Fisker and a Ferrari, it just smells like, you know, in 20 years he's going to be on celebrity rehab.
Well, yeah. As long as he keeps it just to, you know, driving like a maniac instead of doing drugs and stuff.
I mean, the kid's got a lot of money, but to have a Ferrari and a Fisker, it seems a little excessive.
Not really.
Those are like...
If you have that much money?
Yeah, if you're spending it all. I watched a documentary about athletes.
I doubt he's spending it all.
Who, they had these entourages and... You know, they're, you know what? I like that car. I'm going to buy it, because they're just thinking all the cash cow is going to keep rolling forever. And athletes, probably more so than Bieber, it's going to dry up one day. Like all of a sudden, you're not going to have a contract for the next year and you don't have any money. And you've been spending every dime you made the whole time.
I don't think that he's doing that. I'm sure he has some financial advisors helping him out.
Yeah, I'm sure they help him out. Yeah, we'll put some money into this chicken farm. That'll be a big hit. It'll make lots of money for you. It actually went into his financial advisor's bank account.
I don't think so.
There's going to be something with that. I have a list of 6 clues that you might live to be 100.
Okay.
Because they're predicting that 1 out of every 3 babies born this year will live to be 100.
Wow.
So that means our chances might be pretty good, too.
Hmm.
If you have a lot of old relatives, you might live to be... To 100.
Okay.
If you can walk fast over long distances, I guess you might live to be 100. If you have a lot of friends. Yeah. How many friends do you have now, Mel?
A ton.
No, how many?
On Facebook?
Well, they're your friends, right?
Yeah.
You know all their phone numbers.
No. Unless I sync to my phone. let's see. I have 1,185.
Yeah, see, you've got a lot of friends. You'll live to be at 100.
But I do have a lot of friends, for real.
Oh, you mean they're not real friends on Facebook? Besides, did you just say that out loud?
That's not what I said.
That's what you said.
Like, in person that I hang out with.
You just said that Facebook friends are not real friends.
I did not say that.
I'm pretty sure
you
did.
Words.
Breaking news! Mel finally admits that Facebook friends are not real friends.
I did not say that.
Yeah, you did.
No, you just put words in my mouth.
You might live to 100 if you're a woman.
Sweet.
About 80,000 Americans who are older than 100 today. 85% of the ones who are still alive at 100 are women.
Okay.
You worry just enough to stay safe. If you worry a little bit, that's good for you. It might keep you safe and not dying. And if you have a positive attitude.
All right.
Well, I'm not living to 100.
No, you are not.
Not a chance.
Lucky if you make 65.
Oh, stop.
I'm just kidding.
That was mean.
I was just kidding.
No.
You made fun of me earlier.
Breaking news. Mel thinks I'm going to be dead before retirement.
Maybe if you'd have a positive attitude, then maybe you'd live longer.
Maybe if I was around people who thought I was going to live past 65, I'd have a better attitude. Need more Andy. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 9:49. We are going to top out today at 51. Going to be nice and sunny. It'll be awesome. It's not going to snow. It's not going to rain. It's just going to make you smile.
Are you trying to be overly positive so you don't die young?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
It gives me a lot more hours of playing Call of Duty.
Oh, God. Every time he's a hero. Working class
hero. Hero. I can be your hero, baby. Well, you know, my kids aren't going to come to visit or anything when I'm old. They'll be too busy, you know, doing whatever it is people do 40 years from now.
Who knows?
Heroes of the day, Mel, go.
I think this woman is very confused about how elections work, but she'll have a lot of time to research that in prison. On Saturday, 28-year-old Holly Solomon of Mesa, Arizona, got in a massive fight with her husband, Daniel. Turns out Daniel didn't vote, and Holly blamed him for President Obama's re-election. Yes,
oh,
even
it was
though
all his fault.
Yeah. Yes, even though Mitt Romney won the state of Arizona by more than 200,000 votes and still lost the election handily, it was Daniel's one vote that would have changed everything.
Someone doesn't understand the electoral college.
No, no. Holly was upset because she believed that her family was going to be facing hard times with Obama's re-election. So apparently she jump-started those hard times by running over her husband with the Jeep. He suffered.
That's not funny.
Yeah, he suffered life-threatening injuries and is still in critical condition. Holly was arrested for domestic violence and aggravated assault. She was not under the influence at the time.
That's one of those things that you shouldn't laugh at, but sometimes you can't help it.
For her being that stupid?
Yeah.
Like, wow. Wow. There's other things going on. There had to have been.
I have a, I mentioned this a couple of hours ago. It's just another example of why ladies put the phone down when you're driving.
Okay.
And probably the drink, too. But
yeah.
Also put down the phone. You don't need to talk on the phone while you're driving.
You don't have to, no.
Last week, 20-year-old Kristen Simmons of Athens, Georgia, was driving and talking on her cell phone. As she went around a curve, she lost control of her car and ended up flipping over. The car ended up upside down. And according to witnesses, even though she was upside down, Kristen kept talking on her phone. Man, there's no stopping you guys, is there?
I don't.
When you got something to talk about.
Whoa! There's. Because
you just
one
gotta say
stupid
it.
Girl did one stupid thing. Can't generalize that to all the women population, Andy. Oh. Are you trying to pick a fight with me?
Yeah, pretty much.
Now you're gonna make your life expectancy to.
All the women population?
Less than 36.
When the cops got there to rescue her, they noticed she smelled like alcohol. She was arrested for DUI, failure to maintain a lane, underage consumption of alcohol, and, of course, misuse of a mobile phone while driving.
Go buy a big, big freezer today.
If you don't want to know what that's all about, listen to the podcast. It's time for us to get out of here. Heroes of the Day brought to you by Martinis. On Friday, we will have a $50 party tab to give away to Martinis. Ben is in next. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hot 1047.com.